I know how nervous you get about going to the doctors. That's why I left my office open and decided to get you after hours. It's just going to be you and me in my building, so you don't have anyone else to worry about. Omega's first. Undress and take a seat for me, sweetheart. I want to make sure everything is on track for your first heat as a mated Omega. The chances of things going wrong are slim to none, but I don't want to take any chances with you. Your late presentation means that we have to do things a little bit slowly. But I don't have a problem with that. Do you? I didn't think so. You're worth every second, honey. Don't forget to put your feet through the stirrups, though. Alpha has to make sure that everything is going to be in tip-top shape before your heat. The less hiccups we have, the easier the breeding will go. You still want to be bred, don't you, little O? It's okay, sweetheart. It's natural. These feelings you have come with Omega instincts. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get knocked up, honey. I would say it makes you one of the best Omegas in the world. You just aren't used to them because you've only been an Omega for a little bit. You only recently presented, remember? Things are still going to be new for you. You might have gotten used to some Omega stuff, but you lived your life as a beta up until recently. Not only is your body still adjusting, but your brain is too. Have you found it difficult to be submissive to me? I didn't think so. The fact that it feels so good to surrender yourself to someone is weighing heavy on you. You didn't think you were supposed to want this. And yet, here you are, adoring the feeling of being fussed over. It's okay, Omega. I promise you, you're not doing anything wrong. I love you very much and want to keep you as my mate. You're allowed to want things that you didn't think you wanted. There's nothing wrong with growing and changing, little O. You're blossoming into the beautiful Omega you were always meant to be. Alpha's so proud of you. That's why I want to do this checkup. I want to make sure that everything is in tip-top shape so that your heat goes as smoothly as possible. That's all. I don't want my mate hurting. Now, is there anything I should know about as your doctor before I get started with the examination? I'm glad your transition from beta to omega is going so smoothly. You might be the best case we have of someone presenting late. You haven't fought your Omega nature. It almost seemed like a relief when I diagnosed you all those months back. I don't think your former self would even recognize the version of you that sits before me today. All pliant and docile. You've become the picture of a domesticated Omega. You love how it feels, don't you? Happily waiting for your next command from Alpha. Doing what you're told, taking what you're given. Making Alpha so happy simply by being yourself. It feels like this is where you were always supposed to be, doesn't it? That's good. That means you've adjusted well and have passed that part of the exam. You didn't even realize we've started, did you? Oh, it's okay. I'm sure it's hard to think with your legs in the stirrup like this. All nice and open for me. Your body is already responding appropriately. Starting to get wet for your mate. My hands on your thighs. Your pussy always looks so pretty spread open like this. It's natural that your body responds to me this way. Not only am I your mate, but you're close to your heat. Your body is preparing itself to be bred. Your pussy leaking so much slick for me. That's what I like to see. Such a healthy little O. Now I'm going to take my finger and run it along the slit, just like this, gathering up some of your deliciousness. And then I'm going to bring it right here and taste it. Salty. Not too sweet. Very good. You're producing quite a lot of slick. Everything is pointing to the signs of a turned on Omega. That's very good. But I should test it directly from the source. Wouldn't want to get any contaminants, right? This is the slick of a healthy Omega for sure. Though, maybe I need just a little bit more. Alpha has to clean up her workstation, doesn't she? Such a messy little Omega. Good thing Alpha's here, right? Now I'm going to slide a finger inside you. Nice and slow. Oh, shh. It's okay. It's alright, little O. Alpha's just making sure your Mendelsohn gland is still working correctly. Crooking my finger inside you. Starting to wiggle around. It's okay, honey. It's alright. You're okay. Just give me a second. It should be right around here. There we are. I'm going to start stroking it, okay? That's my good Omega. It's alright. Alpha's here. Alpha's got you. Responding so well to the stimulation. It starts to activate more slick production. That's good. That's very good, honey. How does it feel? Are you enjoying your Mendelsohn gland being petted, Omega? Listen to you. You're not going to be happy when I stop stroking. Instead, taking my finger all the way out. Why don't you open your mouth, sweetheart? Suck. That's good, little O. That's what Alpha likes to see. Keep your eyes on me as you suck. That's it. That's right, honey. Look at you. Now swallow. Good job, little O. Open. You are definitely showing all the signs of getting ready for your next heat. There's a definite increase in your sensitivity. Even just running my finger against your pussy is enough to make you shudder. Wetness continues to leak out of your eager hole. And that doesn't even bring up the fact that your Mendelsohn glands, the gland responsible for all Omegan hormones, is significantly enlarged. All telltale signs that your heat is going to be approaching within the next few weeks. Isn't that wonderful, sweetheart? You're perfectly healthy and should be able to be bred this heat. Do you have any questions for me as your doctor? So, no questions for me as your doctor. What about as your mate? Would you like for me to knot you for being such a good patient, little O? With your legs in the stirrups. It gives me such easy access to your holes, sweetheart. Sliding in without any hesitation. Not an ounce of resistance. Your pussy knows exactly what to do. Always love how it feels to have Alpha inside you, don't you? Have fucked you so much. I wouldn't be surprised if this hole of yours was in the shape of my cock. Completely rewired yourself for the utmost pleasure from Alpha. Your natural Omega. Always take whatever you're given so perfectly. Just look at you. Look so good, split open on my cock. Already making the sweetest sounds to have ever blessed my ears. Yeah. Keep going, honey. If you remember, we're alone in this office. No one is going to hear you moan like a slut for your fucking doctor, honey. It's so cute how you still care about that, though. Like everyone at the office doesn't know how we met. What you are. It's not a secret, little O. You're my Omega. My mate. I don't want anyone else but you. I love you, Omega. Love how you feel wrapped around me. Every brush against the Mendelsohn gland causes you to clench your eyes. Block out everything but the spike of pleasure shooting up your spine. Yeah. You're starting to feel good, aren't you? Legs kept firmly in place by the stirrups. You reach your arms around me, trying to bring me closer, trying to get my cock to fuck you deeper. It's okay, Omega. Alpha's got you. Alpha's right here. I've got what you need, sweetheart. Not even in heat yet, and the only thing on your mind is my knot. You really live for nothing else, do ya? Love how Alpha's cock makes you feel. Never felt so full in your life. Stretched around my girth. You try your best to hold on, to grab onto something, anything. Do you even know what you're trying to achieve right now, hon? Are you just squirming because you can't sit still? My cock thrusting in and out of your pussy feels too good. You try to bite back your sounds, trying so hard to be on your best behavior. You're overthinking it. What did Alpha tell you about watching your voice, Omega? We're the only two in the office. You can be as loud as you need. I know you're excited to feel my knot start to go inside you. I'm already picturing my warm cum flooding your pussy. My knot locking us together so none of it escapes. Not going to let a single drop go to waste. You know better than that. You love Alpha's cum too much. Love how it feels to have my knot inside you, stretching you open. You're happiest when you're filled to the brim, aren't you? That's what a good Omega needs, honey. You're doing so well for Alpha. Taking everything I give you so perfectly. Just look at you. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Keep it up. You're going to earn Alpha's knot like a proper nut slut, aren't you? Listen to that excitement, honey. Might not even need to be in heat to get you knocked up. You're so eager for it. You would be happy if it happened right here and now, wouldn't you? Having a shift in your scent, it would only push you off the deep end, making you come right on the spot, knowing you caught, that you got knocked up. You can't help it. It's in your nature, sweetheart. There's no way you can fight it. You're hardwired to want to be pregnant during your heat. Your instincts scream at you to submit to your alpha. That's what being a mated Omega's like. And you don't regret it. It's the happiest you've ever been, isn't it? Oh, yeah, me there. Moaning as my cock continues to fuck into you. Alpha doesn't even have to reach down to start touching you. Your body can just come on my knot, can't it? Is responding so well to my touch. Such a sensitive little low. It's okay, Omega. Alpha's going to take care of you. Give you everything that you could possibly need. Just keep your eyes on me, okay? That's it. Look at you, split open on my cock, rocking yourself against me, trying to create more friction, to take it deeper, anything to keep yourself moving. It's too fucking hard to stay still, writhing against me. I feel your hands uselessly around me, trying so hard to hold on, to do something to help you out. hurts. It just feels so good. You can't keep up with me, can you? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You feel so amazing wrapped around me, little O. Such a fucking tight hole. Like you got a goddamn vice grip around me. Hate the feeling of being empty so much that you try to clench around my cock. Try to keep it inside you. You need that knot, don't you? Wanna come on it? Be bred like a proper knot slut. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need your mate's knot, sweetheart. It's the only way you'll be able to come. You know it's true. Your biology is hardwired to mine. When I come, you get to come. That's what happens when you're mates. That's why my bite mark is on your neck. You wear it so proudly, Omega. You belong to me, no one else. That's why you need my knots. It's what pushes you over the edge. Feeling it lock into place, breathing your gut. Oh, it's the best feeling in the world for a needy Omega like you, honey. Can't get enough of my cock. Struggling to form words. You can't think, can't speak. Oh, fuck, stupid. All you can do is moan and take what you're given as you get closer. Oh, yes. Yeah, clenching around the knot, starting to form at the base. You feel the adrenaline start to pump through your veins. Oh, getting closer to the edge with me. And that's it. That's a good Omega. Focus on that, on how good it feels. You're doing so amazing, making Alpha feel so good. Going to look so good with your pussy stretched around my knot. Come leaking around the hole. Oh, fuck. I'm going to breed you up just how you need, little O. That's what every good Omega wants, right? To be knocked up, to be filled with gum. You know you want it, sweetheart. Just look at you. Can't deny how good it feels. Heels as you rock uselessly against me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Elf is close, honey. Elf is really close. My knot's starting to twitch. Oh, fuck. Why don't you come with me? I know you want to. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Make Alpha proud. Come on, my knot. Oh, my God. Are you happy now that you have Alpha's knot? Somehow I knew you would be. Going to the doctor's isn't that bad when you know you're getting a treat at the end, right? Besides, it's not like I'm a stranger. I'm your mate. You know me, sweetheart. I love you with all my heart. I would never hurt you or do anything to break your trust. There's nothing you could do or say that would push me away. You're the only person I want in this life. I've never been as happy as I am with you. I love you. And telling you I love you doesn't feel like enough. It doesn't feel like there's enough words to even say how you make me feel. That's why I make it my mission to show you how important you are every day. Whether that means making private time with you at my office so that you're comfortable, or making sure that you're satisfied in every area. I don't care. I just want you to be happy, sweetheart. If taking a little extra time out of my day is all it takes to make you feel better, then of course I'm going to do that for you. No questions even asked. You're my world, Omega. I love you. I want to see you happy and thriving as an Omega. That's all I've ever wanted for you, my mate.